Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yes, it's 9:23. Good morning, baby. Do it. All right, we got to do your morning dump part two. Let's get it.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump part two brought to you by Pump.
That?
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it! Hunter, today is Shades Day. That's right. Get them shades out, man. Yeah.
Shades, man. Get it's funny because I just got some shades that I've been waiting for 3.5 months, it felt like. It really was like 3.5 months.
God, I told you they were stuck on that cruise cargo ship that got hung up in that canal. That's where they were. But you got them now.
I knew it.
So you're ready to go for Shades Day. All I will warn people on is on Shades Day is that unless for some crazy medical reason or you're like Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder, if you wear sunglasses indoors, if you wear your shades indoors, I instantly don't like you. Like, I hate your face.
My sunglasses at night so I can.
You know? Great song. Unless you're Corey Hart, Stevie Wonder, or Ray Charles, you're not allowed to wear your sunglasses indoors, all right? That's it.
I wore my sunglasses because I had gotten them in the mail that morning while we were doing a podcast the other day, and I had to wear them through a whole podcast just because I had to give them for the first. I felt like such a douchebag podcast.
You should have. It
was hard. It was cringy. And I was, and with the Zoom thing, you can see yourself. So the whole time, I'm just like, dude.
You know what I equate it to is the people that wear their bike helmets into the store when they're.
Shut up. I do that sometimes.
Oh my God, you're the worst.
I don't want to take it off.
God, I hate you so much. Look, this is what it boils down to. All right, don't wear your. I love shades. I wear my shades all the time, but I take them off when I'm indoors because I'm not a douchebag. And also, don't put them on the back of your neck either. That's just as bad.
Oh, you're so cool. You got to put them on the back of your head, just like a backwards hat, you know? So sick.
Don't you do that. I swear to God. I should punch you in the face. Should be allowed to choke those people out.
I saw a guy the other day, all right? He had shades on and then some shades on top of his head.
Dude.
He had like two pair. Like, oh, what are you, switching it up halfway through the day, buddy?
My future's so bright, I got to wear two pairs of sunglasses.
Damn.
Lastly, in the most ridiculous survey ever, 1,200 people were asked if they could fight certain animals or if they think they could beat certain animals in a unarmed, no weapons fight. And the numbers are ridiculous, okay?
stupid study.
8% of people said they thought they could beat a lion. 8% thought they could beat an elephant.
No.
8% thought they could beat a gorilla. Even more surprising, 6% of people, 1 out of 17 Americans, think they could take down a grizzly with their bare hands.
Come on. You know what? I'll say, here's a gun. You take a gun to the fight, you're still going to lose. You're going to get mauled.
Dude, I don't think people truly understand how... yes, we're number one on the food chain, but barely. The only reason is because we have weapons.
It's because of our brain, we're strong and we can wrestle a bear, morons.
I'm sorry, even the smartest man in the world is going to get ripped to shreds by a grizzly bear. Look, I don't care how tough you think you are. I don't care if you got your sunglasses on indoors. You are going to get mauled to death by this animal. It should be zero. 0% think that they could beat a bear in a fight.
Easy answer. Easy. We're on top of the food chain because we kill things from a distance.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, why is it we kill them from a distance? Because if we were closer, we would die.
Dude.
We would get mauled. There's your answer.
Most people couldn't take down a cow, okay? I mean, I could fight for my food. No, you couldn't. You couldn't even bring down Bessie and get yourself some hamburger meat. Shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah.
My cat could latch onto you, and you'd be flying out of the house. I'm telling you.
To be fair, your cat is a murderous son of a bitch.
It's a terrifying thing when he's pissed, for sure.
Yeah, most of us couldn't take down an obese cat, okay? Let's just be honest, all right? I could beat up a grizzly bear. Shut up. No, you couldn't. All right. There you go. You got sunglasses indoors like douchebags and fighting animals. That is your Morning Dump part two. We'll be back.
Brock and Hunter.